Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Doc LQJ. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm going to be very brief today, and I kind of wanted to talk about some of the things that I've been going through as of late. I don't really do a whole lot of personal reflection and sharing and that kind of stuff. However, I thought it'd be really cool. So, I have had some extremely positive experiences lately. I have inspired and attempted or should I say aspire to empower other people to pay it forward every single day for like the last 10 or 12 years or so. That's been a big thing with me. You know, many people don't really know where that stems from, but for me, it stems from being a person who at no point in their life has really needed the assistance of others. From a financial standpoint or even an encouragement standpoint, but knowing how difficult it is to find that internal motivation for you to keep moving forward, for you to keep growing in the direction that your spiritual creator intends for you to grow. That's always been very difficult for me. And a lot of people think that because of all of these accolades that I'm this person who is unbreakable. And I am not the person who is unbreakable. I had to share that with you guys because hearing that from someone made me really do some personal reflection. And I had to ask myself, you know, like, is this the picture in which I paint for other people to see? Is this what they see because of something that I'm doing? That was difficult for me to answer. And I think it's because people don't see the personable part of me oftentimes because I'm always, you know, the professional. Even, you know, when I am with family, I'm the go-to person for medical advice. I'm the go-to person for life advice, right? all of these things. But who do I go to for life advice, right? Well, obviously, I go to my family practitioner for medical advice, my OBGYN for postmenopausal advice or whatever. But who do I go to for advisement? Personally, I have a therapist, and my therapist and I, we have a really, really good working relationship. However, on a personal level, I don't really vent to many people. I do keep a journal because for me, it's important that my legacy is left in the most accurate way possible. Other people's outside perceptions of what it is that your life looks like can often be so flawed and so inaccurate because they don't see the everyday struggle. They don't see what you go through to get to where you've gotten to in life. And I'm here to say to you guys who may be on edge, who may be sitting here and thinking to yourself, oh my God, this obstacle is so difficult to overcome. This thing is so heavy on my spirit, on my soul, and on my presence. Lord, take this off of me. And you don't see a way out of it. I'm here to tell you that there is a way out of it. There is a certain level of self-actualization that is to be attained from going through difficult moments in life. It's so easy to get trapped in the circularity of life and then find yourself being lost in the shuffle of things. And then also losing yourself in the process. It's easy to do that if you don't conduct an honest self-evaluation at least once weekly. With me, I have always been very much in tune with self. So connecting my mind, my body, and my spirit, all elements of me, to one another in a way that is conducive to my growth, both health-wise and, you know, spiritually. Because all out of everything that I have been through in life, all of the experiences that I've experienced in life, all of the interchanges that I've had in life personally, I've achieved the most growth from sitting and reflecting on what those encounters and what those experiences left me with. You know, that's really important for me. And it's always been very important for me to kind of dissect, you know, figure out what people are in my life and why. You know, what I've done with what people and why. How did this help me grow, or how did this hinder my growth? And what can I do moving forward to improve the odds of this thing not happening or continuing to happen so that I can grow optimally without so much pain involved, right? So that's kind of what I wanted to share with you guys. I know that somebody out there somewhere is going through a very difficult time right now, and they don't know how they're going to make out of it. But I'm telling you right now that the way you make it out is by assessing your situation in the most candid way you know how, and finding yourself connected to the proper resources at the time that makes sense for you. Because that may not make sense for you at the same time that it makes sense for another person. You may not be able to process it in the same way another person does. And you may not be able to sit with other people's perceptions of what's going on in your life in the way that you may need to right now in order to achieve optimal growth. But let me tell you, there are people in life that are put there simply to bring you down, to weigh on your spirit, and to make sure that you don't accomplish autonomy, to make sure you don't reach your capacity in life. So you're either going to give up, lay down, and give them control of your life, or you're going to get up right now and you're going to take control of your life, and you're going to say to yourself, I can do this. I can do this because I am great. What's within me, what's inside of me, is what motivates me. It's not these external factors that are responsible for my conditioning, my movements, and my motivation. I am responsible for that piece. I am responsible for regulating the level of motivation that I have at any given time in the day, regardless of what obstacles may come my way. So I share with you guys some of the very personal things that helped me shape my experiences. I was traveling on the way home after doing what I consider to be an extremely good deed and picking up an acquaintance from the airport here in Atlanta. And I was extremely tired. This is on Mother's Day, and Mother's Day is like a day for moms to be, you know, acknowledged and honored, right? Oh no, that goes out of the window, right? So I was doing this thing and almost home so that I could get some rest, because that's what I intended to do on Mother's Day. And there is this woman standing on the side of the road, and typically I am completely against hitchhikers. I think that is extremely dangerous, you know, picking up people that you don't know. And self-preservation tells me to keep moving. However, there was something in my spirit that moved in such a way that allowed me to press the button to roll the window down. Something moved my spirit to ask this woman, hey, where are you going? And then be willing to take her wherever she was going. Even though I was tired, even though I felt like I could not make another movement, and I was literally 2 minutes from home. When she told me that she was going in the opposite direction and a very far, about, I said, come on, get in, I'll take you. And I proceeded to take her to her destination. On that trip to her destination was about a 15-minute ride or so. She disclosed to me that she was homeless. Not even through my curious questioning, because everybody knows that I'm a curious person. But she let me know what she was going through, and that, you know, she was homeless, and that this homeless shelter was expecting her to pay rent. And that she didn't know how she was going to pay it. She discussed with me her desire to wake up that morning and go to church. And regardless of how hot it was outside, and regardless of how far it was for her to go from the shelter where she was staying to church, she was going to make it. Somehow God was going to get her there. That in itself, people, is what lets you know that God is real. God will place people in your life and in the right position at the right time to do what his will is to be done. And he will help you be connected with those people who have the means to help you. So, you know, of course, I'm a resource, right? So I'm definitely helping her to get to where she needs to be. But I said that to say this. When your steps are ordered by him and you allow that to be something that transpires in your life on a regular basis, you allow God to use you in a way that's conducive to not only your personal growth, but the growth of this nation of people. Your blessings will never stop flowing. Reach within you. Grab the capacity to keep moving, to keep going, to keep doing what you're doing, and to keep relating and to keep growing. That's all I have for you guys today. You have an amazing rest of your day.